School is back in session, fall is in the air, and we are back with a new episode of Admission Insight. My name is Chandler Frazier-Pauls, and today we are so excited to bring you a conversation with our Director of Admission and Financial Aid, Sharon Jarbo, and our newly appointed Director of College Counseling, Adam Matarazzo. This is an impactful and informative conversation that is absolutely worth your time. So sit back, relax, and take it all in. And as I like to say, let's go!
So you say you want to apply to private school. We're gonna show you what to do. Walk through the steps to take. And everything's gonna turn out great. We're gonna find the right fit. Both for you and for your kids. Based off school culture and needs. We're gonna bolster your chances.
Hi everyone, and welcome to Admission Insight, a podcast designed to help your family navigate the ins and outs of the independent school world, and specifically the admission process. I'm Sharon Jarbo, Director of Admission and Financial Aid here at the Pennington School in Pennington, New Jersey. And seated to my left is Mr. Adam Matarazzo. He is our new Director of College Counseling, and I was hoping we could use this episode to introduce Adam to our extended community. Welcome, Adam.
Hi, Sharon. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to be here.
Great. So I know you were at the Ranney School for a long time, and you had the dubious pleasure of running both admission and college counseling. So you're perfect for Admission Insight. Could you talk a little bit about your background and what you're bringing to this position at Pennington?
Absolutely. It's a great question. So one of the things I loved most about going to a small liberal arts college was the personal relationships that I formed with various adults in the community, whether that was my advisor, professors, club advisors, work-study supervisors. And I always thought, how can I continue to work in the field of education and have an even deeper impact on students? And that's what led me to the independent school world. And with that, I started as a middle and upper school Spanish teacher, which I loved and enjoyed for many years, but I never envisioned retiring as a full-time classroom teacher. And I made it pretty clear to my colleagues that I was interested in more of a leadership role that worked directly with students. And that's how I fell into college advising and college counseling, which I began doing in 2009. And had the opportunity to start out as an associate director of college counseling, eventually became co-director and then dean. And then a number of years ago, I thought, oh, wouldn't it be great to partner admissions with college counseling and create one big team? And prior to arriving here, I had the opportunity to do that, to work closely with families during the recruitment process and helping them choose our school, and then continue that relationship as their child's college counselor once they hit the upper school. So working with students is truly my passion. I'm very excited to be here at Pennington after 20 years at the same school, and really look forward to working closely with students and families as they navigate the college admissions process.
Well, great. That you're really bringing a lot to the position. And I'm really happy for you because admission has become a very demanding field because the stakes are just so high, our families out there realize. And the same with college counseling. So you must be so excited to be able to focus all of your passion and energy into this one area.
Absolutely. I think about a number of opportunities, you know, including professional development opportunities, opportunities to present at conferences, that were limited because of my dual role. And I really look forward to hyper-focusing on the thing that I love doing the most, which is college advising. So I'm very, very excited about it.
So specific to the Pennington School, do you have a particular vision for college counseling that you just would carry with you wherever you go? Or do you have a vision that's being tailored specific to this community?
Yeah, I think that I would say a vision that's specific to the Pennington community, and it's one that I'm developing, you know, now in month two of my tenure here. It's clear to me that Pennington is a very student-centered place, and I want that student-centered focus to be something that we sort of move with throughout our office within college counseling. So we as an office value active and open-minded collaboration with students and parents. We feel strongly about helping students learn to identify their goals and interests, manage a complex process, and make healthy decisions about higher education. Empowering our students to take control of their college selection process by engaging in meaningful self-evaluation activities, research, and application writing is something that we care deeply about as well. And our goal, we have a really important job, Sharon, because not only are we helping students sort of transition to the next chapter of their journey, but we're helping them transition from adolescence to adulthood, and helping them become their strongest self-advocates so that we know when they matriculate at their college or university of their dreams, fingers crossed, that they're ready to be successful and to navigate that environment without us by their side. The other thing I would say is starting early is very much something that our office believes in. And we want our students to focus on their journey through upper school and not seeing upper school as a means to an end, with the end point being that college destination.
Well, you started at Pennington over the summer, and I've already spoken to families that you've met with, and they feel remarkably calm about the process. They seem to be centered, and they're actually just really excited. So I think you're going to do good work for us. Now, for families, whether they're going to end up at Pennington, another independent school, or ultimately even at a public school, what should they be asking college counselors? Do you have any questions that you think would help them to drive a better process?
I think that's a great question, Sharon. And I think that one thing that families do often is judge a school based on their college matriculation list. And while I think that's an important factor, and it shows sort of the quality of student within the community that you're exploring, I think that there are some questions that families should be asking during their visits. The first one is, when does my child begin working with their college counselor? The second one, what kind of programming does the college counseling offer, and when does that programming begin? The third one, what is the counselor to student ratio at your school? We're really proud of the fact that for our graduating classes of about 110 students, that we have 4 full-time college counselors, making that personal attention readily available and making it easier for students to pop in without an appointment to connect with a member of our team. I also think it's important for families to ask for a copy of the school's profile so that they can understand what their student would be like within the context of their institution. That's a document that college admissions officers really use and review and analyze before they get ready to read applications from that respective school. So those are all questions that come to mind as good ones that could be beneficial to prospective students as they're searching for the right fit high school.
Yeah, I wish I had been asking those questions myself, so thank you for that. So in an ideal world, there is this admission into the high school, into the upper school, and then there's 4 years later, or however many years, maybe the student is landing here for 2 years, then there's admission into college and into higher ed. So in an ideal world, wouldn't there be some continuity in that process? And I'm wondering how you're envisioning that my team will be able to work with you and your team to kind of unite the visions of admission and college counseling at the Pennington School.
I think that's a great question, Sharon. Our students are lucky in that they would have already gone through a school search process. So they clearly were searching for a best fit high school, And we were thankful that they chose us for high school, whether that was for all 4 years or for 3 years or maybe even for 2 years. And I think that you and your team of admissions colleagues work very hard to craft a beautiful class like the ones that we have here at Pennington. So I think that we as college advisors partnering with admissions officers would be ideal in that you can share with us some of the things that attracted the students who chose us to Pennington and vice versa. Some of the things that we liked about them that made them stand out in the admission committee review process here in Pennington. So by knowing that information early and developing that relationship early, we can then continue to help them with their personal development and continue to help them achieve their goals and dreams, which oftentimes are visible within the application or within some aspect of the application, whether that's in an essay, whether that's in an interview that they had with you or with a member of your team, whether that's something that's been shared by one of their teachers who endorsed their candidacy in their letter of recommendation. So I think that that partnership is great. And then I look forward, you know, as the director of college counseling, to having the opportunity to meet prospective families as part of the admission process and to begin initiating those relationships so that if they do choose to matriculate here at the Pennington School, that again, we might already know each other and it could be more of a continuation of a conversation rather than feeling like it's the start of a new one.
Well, we love that. And as you know, we already have you booked at many of our admission events this fall. And again, it's not to override the importance of the journey of four amazing high school years that are lived, that have merit and importance in and of themselves, where the student's always looking out toward college. It's just to make it more gradual and just to integrate and start to get to know each other.
Absolutely. And I would say I would never refuse to meet with a student or with a family, but I think that there's appropriate conversation topics for each of those meetings depending on where they are developmentally. So while I'm more than happy to meet with a ninth grader and to sort of begin developing a relationship with them, I'm not going to want to speak to them about admission to an Ivy League institution at that time. I will speak to them more about what they could be doing to make the most of their Pennington experience.
Great. So college admission, just like admission into independent schools, has cycles and seasons and even trends that affect it. So what are some trends that you're seeing right now in admission into higher ed that maybe our families should be aware of already?
Great question. So there's been a number of trends, and every year we actually invite a dean of admission to be a keynote speaker at a fall event so that they can address trends from their perspective. So we're looking forward to that event in mid-October. One of the biggest trends I would say is that the test optional movement continues in that SAT and ACT scores are no longer required a component of the application at the majority of colleges and universities in the United States.
That's a big one.
That's a huge one, for sure. I think that the highly selective colleges and universities, which tend to be the ones that the students here at the Pennington School are most interested in, will continue to receive record numbers of applications. So schools are becoming more selective and becoming even more difficult to be admitted to. I think that the human part of the application will become increasingly important. And what I mean by human part is the non-quantitative data, meaning less about grades and, you know, number of AP courses and more about the personal qualities and experiences that you bring to the community that differentiate you from your peers. So I think that colleges are asking more of applicants and might be able to ascertain that information through additional writing pieces or letters of recommendations or the opportunity for students to share their resume as part of the admission process. And then I would say what I call enrollment management and yield protection. I think that at the end of the day, colleges and university enrollment managers want to admit as few kids as possible to hit their target number of enrolled students. And with that, the emphasis on applying early through something called the Early Decision Plan is a plan that more and more admissions professionals are using to hit their target enrollment goals. So working with families on helping their child devise a strategy is something that we do as college counselors, and really sort of emphasizing how applying early decision, especially to an institution that the applicant has identified as their first choice, can really be to their advantage in the admission process. So we can talk for hours about trends, and I would love the opportunity to have another one of these chats with you, Sharon, where we could sort of dive a little bit deeper into the trends and maybe even invite a colleague or two from the other side of the desk, you know, being an admissions director to be part of our conversation.
Oh, that would be great. I do have one last question because, as you know, and as you have done, I do interview students all the time from many different backgrounds, even from all over the world. And it's remarkable how many share similar goals and dreams to go to a top, most elite, more or less Ivy League school. So what is the landscape? You already mentioned that with tests becoming optional, there's record applications, but what else can you say about that world?
Yeah, I think passion is the key word. I think that college admissions committees have their pick of applications to review. And I think that an applicant who demonstrates passion in all aspects of their life, so on an academic level, on an extracurricular level, and even on a personal level, are the ones that end up having the most options because they demonstrate that they've enjoyed all of the things that they've done in high school and haven't just done them thinking that they needed them to be competitive for college admission. So the struggle then becomes, how do we teach our students to be passionate? And I think that at a place like the Pennington School, there are so many opportunities that students can try and dabble in that we, you know, as matchmakers or storytellers, you know, which I endearingly refer to college counselors as, are helping them find those passions and explore them on the deepest level possible.
So that's part of why you're starting early, to make sure we're inspiring those passions as much as is authentic and possible.
Absolutely, authentic passions as early as possible.
Really helpful to know.
Great.
All right, I'm looking forward to having you and maybe some of your colleagues from higher ed on a future episode.
That sounds great. Thank you so much again, Sharon, for having me today.
Thank you, Adam.